Let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. We're joined by Mike Tenori. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Hey, good afternoon to you, Mike. Thanks for being with us.
Great being here, Todd. Great talking to you.
It sounds like it's a really tricky weather forecast here in the United States, especially for our part of the world. How unique is this?
Well, this is an incredible storm system, no matter how you look at it. We're going to start seeing waves of rain begin today and then continue through tonight, ramp up on Friday, and then on Saturday, that's where things get very complicated. But the point is that over the next few days, we're going to see more than a month's worth of rain from Illinois and points down to the south and east. That's going to lead to field and river flooding across the soft red winter wheat belt. So parts of our state and Indiana as well are going to start turning a lot wetter with pockets of flooding by the time we get into Saturday and Sunday. Now, the trickiest part of this forecast is actually what's happening along the northern fringe of the system, because we basically have three or four pieces of energy that are going to assemble together like a puzzle, and that's going to happen right around Illinois. The thing that we're noticing on some of the models that we just cannot ignore is that they're showing some incredible snowfall amounts. Some of these are showing snowfall of 24 to 36 inches from northeast Missouri through the northwest half of Illinois, including Chicago, and then extending on into far northwest Indiana and into Michigan. Now, this actually happened. This would clearly rival the great 1967 blizzard that affected the Chicago area and much of northern Illinois back in late January of that year. Now, we're not completely convinced that we're there yet, and the reason is that temperatures are going to hover right around freezing. If temperatures end up between 28 and 30 degrees, and all this precipitation falls and changes over to snow as some models project starting Friday night and then continuing through Saturday, yes, we'll see an incredible blizzard. But if it ends up being just a little bit warmer and we're hovering around 34 to 35 degrees, then all of a sudden we'll see a lot of snow falling, but it will be melting once it reaches the ground. That's because it will be cold enough aloft to make it snow, but once it reaches the ground, it would melt upon impact. Which of these scenarios is going to take place? There's just a lot of uncertainty here. We just know something big is going to happen, and we know somebody's going to get hit by some major rainfall. And now it's just a matter of trying to figure out, are we going to see a severe blizzard with this and potentially an all-time type of storm? Or are we going to see rain, or maybe even we'll see a swath of extreme icing somewhere in a narrow swath from parts of Missouri through northern Illinois and into Michigan? This is just something that needs to be watched, and you should not completely ignore this one. We would say to everybody listening today on WILL in Urbana-Champaign, the highest threat of all this rain, ice, and snow is to the immediate northwest and not right in Champaign County proper.
All right, so we'll have to pay a whole lot of attention to the rain that begins to fall and then maybe turns to snow in parts of our listening area to the north and the west of here. You did mention the possibility of what could be a mega ice storm if things happen to work right, though I know those are really hard to predict. If I remember correctly, Mike, those are the toughest thing for meteorologists to get a handle on.
Well, they are, and it's because you need to know the temperatures at different levels of the atmosphere. And you know, everybody thinks about the weather as to what hits me on my head or what am I looking at when I'm sitting on the ground. But everything's taking place miles and miles and miles above you. And the data that we have high up in the atmosphere, while decent, is not nearly as good as what we have at the surface. But the surface is mainly telling you the result of the weather. It's not actually telling you what's happening. It's telling you what's already occurred. All the weather is taking place up above you, and that's where we have a lack of data. And so that's where it's real tricky to figure out which of these models is latching onto the right scenario, just because we just don't have the tools today to tell us with a high level of confidence. Hundreds of years from now, I'm sure they'll be able to figure this out because we'll be able to use satellites and things like that to get a real nice precise estimate of the vertical profile of the atmosphere. But we're just not there today. And that's why these models are giving us a clear warning sign that something's going on, but they aren't telling us, is it going to be rain or some kind of crazy snowstorm?
You talked about the energy and several pieces of the puzzle all coming together. Will there be much wind in the process?
Well, there certainly would be on Saturday, and that would be when the main system spins up and then finally exit. But it's just a prolonged event. We're starting to see rain develop this afternoon in parts of the central U.S., and that's essentially the leading wave of the system. But then there's three or four more waves that are going to come together. And when that last big chunk comes out tomorrow night and on Saturday, that's where the system wraps up. You start to see a big increase in wind speeds and then the thing goes away on Sunday and it's all over.
And finally, turn your attention to South America. Brazil is getting rainfall?
Well, they have been getting rain. There's no doubt about that. But the thing that we're a little bit concerned about is that the rainfall amounts have not been all that impressive. If we look at the 30-day period ending on Tuesday morning, so that was just 2 days ago, and it includes a lot of the rain that has fallen over the last week, we still have 65% of soybean production that was drier than normal in Brazil, and this is using our proprietary data. And even over the last 2 weeks, which might be a more appropriate way to look at it, 85% of soybean production was drier than normal over that period of time. So that means that if we look at rainfall over the last 2 weeks, only 15% of the soybean crop had near or above normal rainfall, and that's not a whole lot of rain. Now, it did rain a little bit since Tuesday, and so some of these numbers will come down a little bit, but with the forecast starting to turn drier again in central and northern Brazil, the story is not completely over. Yes, the growing season will eventually be coming to an end over the next couple of months, but we would make an argument that these rains, while certainly somewhat beneficial to the areas that receive them, were not uniform or not widespread, and we still would like to see a lot more of this coming up.
Anything from Argentina we should check in on?
Well, the story in Argentina is actually pretty simple. It was very dry for much of November and December, but then starting on December 27th and 28th, the first in a series of pretty big rain events happened, and we saw another one last weekend. So the dryness story is pretty much over in Argentina. There's not a whole lot to think about there at the moment. Even though it does turn a lot drier there starting in about a week from now, there's rain before that. So we just don't have much of a story to talk about in Argentina, except to say that they've seen some decent rainfall and a little more is on the way as well.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd. We'll chat next week.
Indeed, we will. That, of course, is Mike Tenura. He is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois.